What's going on, y'all? This is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best, and welcome back to my favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. And I gotta introduce my co-host, my man, my brother, the man of the hour, Kyle Hunter, also known as Case Fox. What's good, man?
My God, what's up, man? Yo, you good? You healthy?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Listen, we blessed and highly favored, brother. Blessed and highly favored, man. I love it, man. And y'all see we in the same space, man. Normally when we record, Jay's like in DC, I'm in New York going back and forth. So this is dope, man. The first time, like, you know, we actually in the same vicinity. So yeah. It's fire, man. So you know what it is though.
Man, the word of the day. You gotta give the people the word of the day. They need to learn something. What's the word of the day?
See, I know what it is. Sync Music Mondays, we always got the word of the day. Motivational, inspirational content for y'all to start off y'all week. So today's word of the day, and it's pretty simple: subtract people that don't add to the vision, period. All right, I'll repeat it again: subtract people that don't add to the vision. A lot of times in life, you have a lot of different relationships that you may have. A lot of things are situational, but everything has to be about adding value. So it's not necessarily about a monetary value per se, right? You got people that could add to you spiritually, people that can add to you mentally. But if you have people around you that they always take, they always down in the dumps, they bring you down, they make you feel down in the dumps, you got to subtract those people, man. They're just going to hold you back ultimately. You know, you're never going to get to your goals when you got this dead weight. So always add value and always surround yourself with people that add value to you. And that is the word of the day.
I love that. No, nobody that's draining. We don't want any draining people around.
No vampires, man. No. Yo, they call them emotional vampires, man. They sucking the life out of you.
None of that. Right? No. I know it's Halloween time, but, you know, we don't want y'all around right now. No. No. Stay back. 6 feet, at least.
Facts. Yeah. Facts, man.
But today is a special episode, man. I mean, I feel like every episode is special, but this episode is very, very, very special. We have an incredibly special guest with us. And if you have ever heard of Audio Socket, well, if you haven't heard, you're going to learn today. Today, we have Vanessa Ruggiero in the building. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. No complaints.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
No. Thank you for taking out the time because you could have been doing anything, you know, but you took out the time to be here with us, and we appreciate you.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Now, can you tell the people a little bit what exactly is Audio Socket?
We are a music licensing company. We license music for film, TV, ads, videos on YouTube, influencers on TikTok. Everything that's content creators, we're the ones that are putting music from indie artists on those places. And it's pretty awesome to see and to support artists like yourselves putting the music available on such major networks and with major brands. It's really exciting.
Nice. I love it. Now, I know a lot of the musicians and artists that's watching this, they want to know, like, who are some of the people and companies that you all have worked with?
A large variety of clients, anyone from HBO, NBC, Disney, Netflix, Amazon, all of those people, we work with them directly and we have really close relationships. Now, of course, we also work with, as I said, influencers and YouTubers, for example, which are huge and can really change your music game, you know, in terms of exposure as well.
Nice. Now, how did you get your start in music? I'm kind of curious.
Well, long story. I've always been exposed to music since I was younger. My grandmother actually, she worked at the music school in my hometown, and she used to take me to classical music concerts when I was super, super young. classical musicians. They play all sort of instruments, it's a bit wild. And when I was 10 or 11, I was playing the French horn, and then I switched to the flute because the horn was way too heavy for me. So I was always involved in the music scene, and that passion was always there.
What exactly do you do when it comes to Audio Socket?
So I am the artist manager and the creative within the team. On the artist side, I'm the point of contact with all the artists that we have. I help them gather the music, guide them through what we need for the same pitches that we need to do. On the creative side, I help the team with pitches, compile the music for the clients, and really try to nail specifically what the client needs for that brief, so they only have the best of the best and totally fit for their needs.
Vanessa, I had a question for you. Like, in terms of like turnaround, like a lot of times, what's the turnaround like with songs and things? Like, how do they need that, you know, from the artist?
It really depends. Most of the briefs have a few hours. There are some that may have one business day. Others, those that we have a bigger relationship with the music supervisors, they may give us a week or two just so we really can go in depth to the catalog. But it totally depends. Most of the time, on average, like 24 hours. So it's always very, very fast, as you can imagine.
Of course, absolutely. I know the turnarounds are quick, you know, but kind of to go back a little bit, I wanted to ask you, because I know you talked about, like, you know, your beginnings and stuff like that, but what was your first introduction to music licensing? Like, how did you get introduced to music licensing?
Right. It was during the pandemic. I was working in events before. I knew I was about to lose my job. So I got into learning again, and I found a course on music copyright. And I just found that absolutely fascinating, and I really wanted to, you know, find a way to bring that value to the artists that I could possibly work with in the future. And that's where I found out about music licensing and this amazing world and really everything that we can do and the value that we can provide to your music and to the artist's career.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And I think, like, you know, me and Jay talk about this all the time, like, you know, the importance of music licensing just in terms of like financial literacy, because a lot of times musicians, like, we hear that phrase, the struggling artist. So it's like they're trying to make it, but they really don't know how to monetize their music. And we know, like, the streaming industry is so predatory where they really don't pay like they should to artists. So, you know, artists are getting like a million streams, but they're getting a fraction of the dollar, and the compensation is not where it should be. So what you guys do is definitely amazing work for artists. And it's definitely something that helps artists sustain a living. So, you know, with that said, I wanted to transition into some of the placements. Like, what are some of the placements that you guys have gotten for artists that you feel very proud of that kind of maybe stand out to you? Like, wow, like, to see artist music in this particular space.
I think one that for me was the changing point into what I'm working at right now was the Grammy preview placements that we had recently. You had some songs in there. And I think it was the realization that we actually did something huge in here. And really see your reaction or the artist's reaction was absolutely gold. One other situation was, I was at the airport in New York, and they have those TVs as you're waiting to get into the border control. And they were playing NBC all the time. We had this promo for The Voice with Ariana Grande. We had just placed the song on that promo. And I'm not exaggerating, the promo was going on every 2 minutes.
Wow.
I think everybody on that crew knew the song by the end of the queue. So that was pretty funny.
Cool. That's dope. I mean, you know, it's great to see, like, the transition, you know, like, to see, like, what you were able to help artists achieve, like, and that's great, man. That's like seeing it in real time. So that's pretty cool, you know. And, you know, like we tell artists all the time, like, you're able to get compensated on the front end because you get paid for the placement, but then you get mechanical royalties too. So you get performing rights organizations, you know, you wrote that song, so you're able to monetize, which is amazing. So yeah, it's definitely great work that you guys are doing, you know.
Awesome.
Definitely.
I'm glad to see everything that we're doing and provide to you. It's absolutely inspiring. Every day that passes is another one and another one. It's really rewarding on the personal level as well.
Of course. Sound like DJ Khaled. Another one, right? You got another one, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. You know, because I know, like, all artists, because we got, like, a large following, I know all artists are definitely wondering, like, how can they submit music to AudioSocket? So if they want to submit music for consideration, how can they go about doing that?
We have an artist portal at artist.audiosocket.com. Very easy. It's a clear form. You add some links to your tracks, and our team will review it. Now, there's a few things that I have in mind for the submission, which I know you've talked about this a million times, but it's never enough to say it again. You were talking about the registrations, and I feel that is really important to be registered with the performance rights organization to collect your royalties, to be, you know, protected in a way, and really get all the money that you do for your work.
Definitely, absolutely. Now, for artists that might not be too clear on that, could you explain that? Like, what is a performing rights organization if they might not be too familiar with it?
Yeah, so they are organizations that they do collect royalties from anything that music plays. So anything from streaming, they also bear back-end royalties, and they'll be there to collect not the streaming revenue, but royalties are due to the writers and to the publishers. They also collect royalties from, for example, say your music is playing on a store or a restaurant, that also bears royalties. And then of course, TV, films, all of that, that's where the big money will be as far as royalty goes. It won't be something that will come from an agency or a music licensing company like ourselves. It will come through them and directly to the writer.
Excellent. I mean, well, you broke that down so perfectly. So, you know, for all the artists out there that's listening, like we always say, you know, make sure that you got your paperwork straight. So, you know, you don't want to get placements, but you're not able to be able to compensate from that because you don't have it registered with a performing rights organization. So regardless of which route you go, ASCAP, BMI, whatever, make sure that you do your due diligence, make sure that you do register your songs. That way you're able to monetize, price to scale your artwork.
Yes, do your homework, because it defeats the whole purpose if you're getting these placements and you're not getting the income that you should be getting. So just do your homework, do your research. It's Googleable.
Googleable.
That's the word of the day.
It is Googleable.
Yo, we got to patent that, man.
I think so. I think it's about that time.
That's going to catch fire. Yeah, we got we got to do that. We got to do that. Yeah, we got
to
do that.
Now, when it comes to AudioSocket, like, is there any genre or, like, specific type of music that you all are looking for right now?
There's so much going on right now. It's almost impossible to narrow down to one. Hip hop is always on the very top. You guys are lucky. So keep on sending it because it's awesome. Supervise is always on new music. So sometimes it's not just about what the genre is needed, but also have new music that the clients can, you know, pick up on rather than something that's been recorded 5, 7, or to even 10 years or more years ago, right? But in terms of genres, yeah, hip-hop, dance, anything that, you know, you listen to on the charts, it's, you know, we will likely need it. The clients do quote a lot of things that are, for example, trending on TikTok or on the Billboard charts. So the streaming does impact on the synth world for sure. We are seeing a comeback on soft pop as well, which is a bit of a weird zone right now, a bit hard to define. Dream pop is becoming huge, as we know. And then on the cinematic world, I do like to see some mixes. So everything that's trailerized is huge, because obviously we can pitch for trailers. But then on the genre itself, on the style, I found it really interesting when you can hear a little bit of hip hop in the middle of a super cinematic cue or jazz or, you know, something that's not unexpected. If you do place in sync, that's something when someone is listening to it, they'll just turn around and actually catch the attention of the viewer, which is really what the client will want at the end of the day.
Wow. Wow. I mean, well, that's key. That's a major key right there, because, you know, that gives insight. Like, a lot of times we try to educate artists on what are the trends. So when they do the recording process, like, you know, not just to go in the studio blind and, you know, you're making something that's not really in demand, right? Because it's like, you know, if you're a chef, right, you want to cater to your audience, right? Like, if they like, you know, Italian food, then I'm not going to go make Asian dishes, right? Like, it's just, you know, you got to prepare to your audience, right? You want them to eat the food. So that's great. That's a lot of gems right there to give artists insight in regards to just creative direction, like where the needs are, you know? So that's amazing. I had a question for you in terms of, we call this the back to the future question, right? So it's like, if you could go back in time and you can give your younger self some advice, like what would that look like in terms of the advice that you would give your younger self?
Right. God, that's a hard one. I would probably say everything has its due course. Everything will happen on its own time. If it doesn't happen today, it may happen tomorrow. It will definitely happen tomorrow. So, you know, it's about being resilient and persist on what you want to happen, and it will just come to you. I had to wait for a pandemic to get into music, so, you know, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. They're just saying, it's a rejection is God's protection. So a lot of times it's like we're going down a path and we think like, this is where I want to go. And, you know, we might be going in the right direction, but on the wrong track.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes like God gives us a nudge just to get us where we need to be. So, you know, that's pretty dope. You know, definitely. I agree with that 110%. It's like, you know, being able to pivot and, you know, every day, like we got a superpower. You know, shout out to David Nurse, because he told me this. He said, listen, he said, yeah, every day when you wake up, we have that superpower, and that's choice. So we all have a choice, right? We can continue down the path of repetition and doing what we've been doing, or we can pivot and make new changes. So that's great to see that you were able to pivot into something that you're truly happy and you feel fulfilled, you know? Yeah, that's awesome. So we got this question. Me and Jay asked all our guests.
Yeah.
What is your mantra? Like, mine is persistence wears down resistance. Collaboration is greater than competition. Jay's is, you know, we don't make moves, we make movements. So what is your mantra that you have for yourself that keeps you going, keeps you motivated, keeps you inspired?
That's not a hard question at all. It's an easy one. It's quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
For everything, and it can apply to the most ridiculous little detail in your life, professionally.
Right. Definitely. So, I guess, you know, what's on the horizon? What new and exciting things are coming down the pipeline that you can talk about?
There's so much that I can't narrow to one or two. I'm just going to say there's a lot happening. I have the feeling that we are on the tipping point for a good change. We're going in a really, really interesting direction right now. Expanding for sure. The relationships with clients are just becoming so, so strong. And that's really key for any business, I suppose. You know, Jen used to say, our CEO, she does say, our music is so good, it speaks for itself. and I have to agree. Right now, we are not working with top 40 music. We are working with music that it's Grammy worth it, and you know it.
Yes.
So it's really inspiring to be in this environment and see the entire growth. It's really slowly but surely, and the tipping point is we getting into the other side now. So watch this place.
That's right. No, definitely. You know, well, y'all are amazing. You, Jen, Sarah, like, just amazing people. And just, you know, in terms of just how business is conducted, like, very professional. And it's a great organization. So, you know, you guys are definitely pro artists and just for great music, and you do great business. So, you know, kudos to y'all.
Yeah, I do find it awesome. I think it's really the not just within ourselves, but with the artists, with the clients. That's really key on everything that we do.
Definitely. Well, this was amazing. I mean, you know, we truly appreciate you coming on and, you know, letting us, you know, interview you. And it's great for the artists, too, because that's the main thing that they want to know. Like, who can I get my music to? Like, I have great music, but I don't know where to submit it. So this is a great opportunity for all you artists that are listening. You know, like Vanessa just put it out there. Hey, you know, submit your music and see where it goes. Hopefully it'll be a great fit. And, you know, you can take it from there.
Yes. And Vanessa, if people do have questions, like, how can they contact you?
Me directly. It will be at artists@audiosoccer.com.
Nice.
That is the easy route. Same thing for the artist portal. Anything artist related, I'll be there to help with any questions.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, Vanessa. And, you know, much love as always. Keep doing the great work that y'all do. And we appreciate you.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Once again, Sync Music Monday is my favorite day of the week. Until next week.
We out.